Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 89. It's September 1st, 2020. No man is an island, entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as if a manor of thy friends or of thine own were. Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. All right, that's a quick one today, very quick. That's a little bit of poetry from John Donne. I don't know much about John Donne at all, not much more than I've read today. But this poem has been on my mind for various reasons. Not even exactly sure why. It comes from a work of prose called Devotions Upon Emergent Occasions and Several Steps in My Sickness. John Donne lived from 1572 until 1631. And among other things in a long life, he had 12 children. He was the dean of St. Paul's Cathedral in London. I'll read a bit here, just a paragraph I copied in from Wikipedia, just to give a little bit of context. Donne's style is characterized by abrupt openings and various paradoxes, ironies, and dislocations. These features, along with his frequent dramatic or everyday speech rhythms, his tense syntax, and his tough eloquence, were both a reaction against the smoothness of conventional Elizabethan poetry and an adaptation into English of European Baroque and Mannerist techniques. His early career was marked by poetry that bore immense knowledge of English society, and he met that knowledge with sharp criticism. Another important theme in Donne's poetry is the idea of true religion, something that he spent much time considering and about which he often theorized. He wrote secular poems as well as erotic and love poems. He is particularly famous for his mastery of metaphysical conceits. I'll link to this in the show notes. It's easy enough to find, obviously. He apparently wrote this. He had suffered a near-fatal illness in 1623, and he was laid up in a bed. It was thought to be either typhus or a combination of cold followed by a period of fever. People wouldn't visit him for fear of infection. He was solitary, it sounds. And he would hear the bell tolling for funerals nearby. I think he published this in 1624, and as a religious figure, a lot of the commentary here is, I think has to be seen in that light, religious, Christian, Catholic contemplations that Donne was going through. And I'm not sure if you are familiar with things like the idea of the body of Christ. We're all members of the body of Christ, or all Christians are, I should say. And there's a line, something like, you know, there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. All are one in Christ Jesus. That kind of an idea. So for certain, that tradition, that metaphysical view is coming along for the ride here. No man is an island. Any man's death diminishes me. And therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Those ideas. I also have to say, though, Julian Simon is representative of a secular view of this idea. And capitalism, in its pure sense, markets, the idea of markets, individual liberty, also deserve to be on the table when contemplating this. I certainly think of it that way. And so all these efforts over time, when individuals and often by extension, the state, explicitly are seeking to lock out other people. We're all diminished. This poem, I think also, I was reminded of it recently when I happened upon, I grabbed the book, The Land of Good Water, which I have a copy of. And I think it was a gift from my wife. It's a great one because it's these books can be hard to come by. It's an older history of Williamson County. And I went looking out of curiosity for stories about slavery in Central Texas. And Clara Scarborough records some of the just transactions. And it's punishing in its portrayal because it's just presented as reports of transaction. In fact, some of these slaves, as children, are sold alongside livestock, cattle, and other animals. Not, I mean, in very recent history, even up through today, you have classes of people who are restricted from owning property. Perhaps the only thing one can say that isn't completely pessimistic and dour is to say that in the also quite recent past, individuals were treated as property. Stunning to imagine that kind of barbaric principle encased in law. In that story, after recounting some of the records of slave trades in Williamson County, Clara Scarborough tells the story of soldiers who, or I guess I should say, she briefly touches on the vote to secede. Sam Houston, who was governor of Texas, was an anti-secessionist, but the anti-secessionists lost the day politically, and the state votes to secede from the Union. Conscription is going to go out, and there are 8 or 9 young men riding horses to get to Mexico, and they're stopped in Bandera by Confederate soldiers and hung without a trial. And apparently, out in Central Texas, there is a gravestone that reads, "Remember, friends, when you pass by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, you soon will be. Prepare for death and follow me." And that's clearly a message of John Dunn and For Whom the Bell Tolls. It isn't simply, it does absolutely put on the table, any man's death diminishes me. That's true. And it's true and very interesting. It's a very layered thing. So metaphysically, spiritually, but also if as in you and your most mercenary and self-interested, you're diminished when other people die. And in fact, when they're diminished, we all want all the rest of us to develop our innate talents and to get out there and improve the world. Dunn is also talking about for his own life, he thought he was going to die. And so that bell is ringing for him. And whether it rings for him today, it will be soon. And so I think it is this happening upon this story that has some sort of gravestone, tombstone marker out here in Central Texas about these poor 8 or 9 guys who were one by one, savagely strangled to their death, riding to Mexico to escape a civil war that was seeking to free people who were being treated as property, totally barbaric and evil. It's just stuff I've been thinking about lately. There's a series of poems I'd love to read. In the show notes, I'll probably go create a tag for poetry. If I haven't yet, I'll go find out, because I have read another by Billy Collins. I think it was like the third dispatch, I think. So I'll find that, put it in the show notes. Hope you'll have a great day. Thanks.